103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Sod Show. It's Brian Green and Peter Donegan. It's Friday, it's 3 o'clock, it's Dublin City FM. It's horticulture and gardening all the way for the next half hour. On today's show, Peter is meeting Marion Keo of bloomfringe.com. More of that in a moment. Two tired Sod Show workers were in Chelsea Flower Show last weekend and into Monday, and we've recorded 10 plus great interviews to bring to you over the next coming weeks. An amazing time was had. Our thanks to everybody, and in particular to Paul Martin, garden designer. And he went on to win gold for his garden at Chelsea, so we are delighted for him. Well done, former guest of the show, as Peter likes to say. I prefer to say friend of the show. Let's get on with today's show, and it's about an action-packed next weekend for The Sod Show.
So we are the week before Christmas Eve. Is that a good way to put it? Marion Keo in my company, by the way.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. We're obviously the Friday, and this time next week, let's cut to the chase. I'm on stage with Brian Green on bass guitar, we'll call it that for the minute, in Dublin Castle, hosting, I guess. Is that correct? A gig?
Yeah, that's right. And I suppose I'm one of the backing singers, really. Yeah. Or maybe management. I don't quite know. I feel like a backing singer at the moment.
I always liked that. What was it? Gladys Knight and the Pips and the Midnight Train to Georgia. If you're on your phone, don't pause this. But when you finish it, stick in Midnight Train to Georgia and you'll see the Pips, the backup singers, the three guys doing the movements. Best dancers ever. We're on stage with Ron Finley.
That's right. Yeah. So Friday evening, the 3rd of June, 6 p.m., we're going to be showing in Dublin Castle in the Printworks building there, just as you come into Dublin Castle. We're going to be screening the first time ever in Ireland a film called Can You Dig This? And it is a film about four unlikely gardeners and sort of following their kind of journey and discovering what it's like to be gardening in an urban context, and very interesting characters and all that kind of stuff. But Ron Finley is one of the executive producers behind this film. Ron Finley is known colloquially or globally as the gangster gardener. He's a very interesting character. He is coming over from LA, especially for Bloom Fringe for the whole weekend, which we're incredibly honoured for. We're very excited about. And it's a real coup, and it'll be amazing.
All right, tickets for this thing, early birds, were about 16 quid. If you want to get tickets, go to bloomfringe.com, at bloomfringe on Twitter, and or just send Sod Show a note and we'll put you directly in touch with them. But I know, obviously, I've got to say, you know, go buy the tickets. Do I honestly, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but is it a worthwhile thing to sit and watch a 1 hour, 20 minute film about gardening? I mean, how big a deal is the thing? He's obviously going to appear afterwards on stage with myself, and we'll get to that in a minute, but 20 quid to see a film? Okay, I know it's that and it's a bit more. Yeah, is it worthwhile? Is it good? It's going to be good.
It's going to be great. Hand in my heart, I can't say how great it's going to be because I haven't seen the film. Because the only way that you can see this film is, at the moment, is when you're in the States and you're in a community garden and you've got over 70 people, then they allow you to, they give you a screening of the film yourself. So it hasn't actually been shown in Europe very often. I think maybe once or twice, that's all. So this is an incredible honour to actually get this to be shown in Dublin Castle, on a Friday evening, and for tickets to be on sale for people to be able to come and to watch it. It's a really life-affirming, really inspiring story. You'll get out of there afterwards, and you'll go home, and the first thing you'll do, even if it is dark, is you'll say, now, where is my trowel? Where are my gardening gloves? I'm going to go out tomorrow morning and I'm going to start planting something. So if something can inspire you that straight away to actually go and grow something, you know, of course that's worth 20 quid. But there's just so much more going on behind it. So one of the executive, another one of the people who sort of put money behind it is a guy called John Legend, who's a bit of a legend. He's got like, I don't know, 9 Grammys and he's got an Oscar. He's a really big deal. He's a music producer as well, a musician. And he's played with Kanye West and Will.i.am and people like that, you know. So like there's some pretty heavy hitters behind this.
All right, that's the first part. So the film's on stage. The film is being shown in Dublin Castle. That's the first thing. That's what your 20 quid, 16 quid, if you can still get an early bird, that's what you get to see. The second bit then after that is there's an interval of about, let's say, 10 minutes. And then it's back on stage then. And it's myself / Brian Green, Sod Show, in conversation with Ron Finley. And he's not alone on stage, however.
No, this is a real, like I say, it's a coup. It's a bit of a once in a lifetime thing here. Bloom Fringe is all about, you know, as we said before, making the city pretty. It's actually a bit, it's more than that. We don't want this to be just a one day event where people go away with this great feeling and they don't do anything more about it. Bloom Fringe is all about, you know, legacy and actually building and actually growing something and actually making a difference and building communities and people coming together through growing food or planting seeds for flowers, whatever it is, right? And this is all something that Ron Finley does all the time. So his backstory, if you like, what who he is and what he's about, because not everybody has heard about him in Ireland, you know, so I'm not going to be on here chatting away about how Ron Finley is fabulous and people kind of go, who the hell is he? What he did was in South Central LA, where he lives, a very tough neighbourhood, he noticed that the parkway, which is that grass verge that's outside your house, which is where the city would just have grass growing there, it was manky and was gross and it had loads and loads of rubbish on it, you know, old rusty beds, all that kind of stuff. So he one day, he said it was, I think it was about 2008 and business was pretty tough and there was a recession on. Anyway, so he noticed that people in his neighbourhood weren't able to buy fresh fruit. Any of the, he said it really hit him one day. He saw an apple and it said this might have shellac on it. Now, I know from being a woman what shellac does to your nails when you get your nails done, right? It's impossible to get off. Shellac is like a varnish that you put onto woodwork. This was on people's apples. And he was kind of like, he just had one of those eureka moments where he went, what is going on? Why doesn't my neighborhood have nice organic fruit shops like they do, you know, a couple of blocks away or whatever it is in sort of posher neighborhoods? So he decided, you know, I'm going to go and get my shovel. And he started digging up the parkway outside his house. And then he planted in a garden. He planted in fruit and vegetables. Next thing anyway, what happens? The city comes down and arrests him and says, you got to put back that piece of grass. So he just, anyway, so he challenged and he won, you know, so that's the kind of bigger story. But it's really inspirational. It was so inspirational that 2.5, or actually I think it's probably closer to 3 million people have watched his TED talk. So he's clearly doing something right. And he's just a renegade. He's just one person who's doing this. And he saw what we were doing and he really liked what Bloom Fringe was doing. And when we very cheekily asked him, would he like to come to Dublin? He said, well, yeah, I would actually. So we were, you know, I mean, it's a real honour for something like that to happen. But we thought, well, we're not just going to get Ron over here to talk about lovely, pretty fruit and vegetables outside people's houses, because it's much more than that. You know, it is, like I say, inspiring, life affirming, community building, incredibly good for sustainability and the environment and all that kind of stuff. So there's a real meeting of minds there with him, what he's doing and what we're doing.
OK, let's go back to the original cue, because you do what I do, which is you go literally onto the Spaghetti Junction and end up at somewhere shire when you're meant to be in London. Pardon me, no offence. It's an admirable trait. He's not on stage on his own, though. He's on with two other people, and that's not including myself and Brian. Who are they?
Exactly. Well, this is the thing. One of them is Ali Grehan, and Ali is the city architect for Dublin City Council, well, for Dublin. She is the woman who, you know, regeneration is a big part of what she does, urban regeneration. So she's very, yeah, she's going to be on stage with him as well, as is Fergus McGarvey, who works for Mitchell and Associates, the one of the kind of stalwart landscape architecture firms in this country. So, so what Mitchell and Associates do, just because most people wouldn't really know the difference between an architect and a landscape architect, So what they do a lot of urban planning. They do a lot of project management. So they would have sort of, I think, Air Square is one of their jobs. They did work down in Dungarvan. They've done Dorset Street in Dublin. You look on your website, on their website, and you'll see there's plenty of. They've also done Grange Gorman is another. That's their most recent urban scape that they've done. Okay, so that's who Mitchell and Associates are.
And Ali, I would be aware of because she did work with Ballymun Regeneration, and a lot of the projects in Ballymun, mainly the Rediscovery Centre, would have been on numerous occasions, but our former guests of the Sod Show. So I'd be more than aware of the work that she has been involved in from a town planning point of view. Ballymun, for those outside of Ireland, in short, was a series of high-rise flats built way back in the 70s or so, if not a little bit earlier. They've since been condemned, taken down, and the place, to its credit, is a lot more pretty. A lot more pretty. What is the reasoning? Because I know when you said this to me that Fergus and Ali were on stage. What is the reason to have those two people up on stage? Because let's sidetrack here. First of all, Ron Finley was noted by Bloom Fringe as being the film. It was noted as a plus special guest appearance. It was noted as Q&A. It was noted as meet him personally. It's kind of not the case, if that makes any sense now. Don't get me wrong, and not in a bad way, but the objective of this, as you said from seeing the film, is to walk out kind of doing that thing you did after Rocky 1, where you kind of went out and you were punching the air going, you know, Adrian, I'm going to, yeah, I want to have a fisty cuff with my brother and win and wear shorts and shiny shorts at that from the 80s and, you know, fall in love with a woman who'll stand at some rope and kind of, you know, want to cry over me or something, I don't know. And then you've got the second part, which is essentially a building architect for Dublin City and a, inverted commas, a landscape architect or a person who designs things around spaces within predominantly cities or city spaces. So the audience, again, I say the audience, those people, those beautiful people who are attending, coming along on the night to be inspired. I kind of raised a question in my head going, hold on a second. And let's be quite frank about it. Air Square in Galway is an open space for people. As I would know it, it's got one or two patches of grass and it's kind of a little bit grey, as is Smithfield, as is whatever the case may be. So why have those two people on stage with somebody that is essentially a polar opposite? Because I can't see a building architect going out and graffitiing. I can't see Ali Grehan. No disrespect, Ali. I know you'll be listening to this. But I can't see Ali going out and graffitiing part of Dublin City Centre. She'll get arrested. She'll lose her job. And I can't see somebody from Mitchell and Associates going out and saying, let's put in graffitied walls and knock down that and start planting pumpkins in, you know, high-rise Wellington boots made out of recycled guacamole, because he'll lose his job and he'll lose all respect. And but you placed the both of them on stage together with Ron. Why?
Well, you know what? Ron, again, it's not all just about growing corn on the side of a sidewalk in whatever, South LA, South Central. It's more than that. As I said a couple of minutes ago, why not have somebody who is that idealistic, right, as he is, and sharing the same platform with the people who actually, you know, make change, make a difference in this city, the city architect. She might not be the one who actually sits down and draws, you know, here is a park and then here are the houses around the park. You know, that's kind of really neither here nor there. She's a stakeholder in this city and how it changes and how it can change. People listen to her. The urban planners listen to her. Mitchell and Associates are the people who actually go in there and implement the work. You know, maybe they're not putting in enough planting. Whatever. We can all sit here very happily in our armchairs and criticize these people. The point is that these are the people who are at the cold face of it. They are making the difference. they have the ability to make the difference. Why not have them up on a stage with somebody like Ron Finley, who's also making a difference, but he has greening at the forefront of his mind. I'm not saying that, that Ali and Fergus don't have greening at the forefront of their mind. I don't know. But the point is that they are, you know, they have a very strong voice and are being heard. You know, me over here living in my house, I mean, I can stand around and say to Dublin City Council, of course you should have a park in the middle of Bridgefoot Street rather than a high rise, another high rise block of apartments. No one's going to listen to me. But I mean, you know, if that's actually, if the city architect knows that and she's hearing that all these people in the room want that, you've got some chance of it being changed.
Okay, and let's backtrack here, because what I'm starting to see is the point of origin. If I put Bloom Fringe into a calculator and press the square root button, I kind of come out with that line, which is making our gritty city prettier, which essentially is the reason why the trio are sitting on stage together, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I have the nod of approval. Okay, right. We can't do an entire show on what's going to happen on the night, so let's scoosh on from that if we can, and let me see, where do we go from here? So that's the first part. Go to bloomfringe.com, book your tickets. Believe me, I'll be on stage. There won't be the Sod Show meets on that night, but on the following day, live from Powers Court Townhouse Centre, again, myself and Brian are back on stage. Our opening guest is, on this occasion, the Sod Show meets Ron Finley. And Peter will be doing the Peter show, as it, which is as it should be done. Uh-huh. So make no bones about this. Go get yourself a cup of coffee. Sit up at Counterculture Dublin up on the top step. Bring the camera. Come and say hello. Heckle us. We're at Sod Show on Twitter. They are at Bloom Fringe. Ron will be our first guest. And again, it's that question. It's something I said to Marion when we spoke to Esther last week. I said, you know, it's gas. I've had Esther Gerrard on the Sod Show, one of the brains behind Bloom Fringe, twice. And I still don't know if her father liked to, you know, grow strawberries out of Wellington boots, or, you know, try and propagate seeds in the yogurt pot in the fridge next to the custard. I still don't know these things, and it mildly irks me in a very positive way that I need to fix. Who else is on stage with us on that day?
On the Saturday. Okay, so one of the other highlights of Bloom Fringe is that we don't do anything by halves. So last year, Roisin De Butler, who's our creative director, had a fabulous little project called where she had rural basket makers got together with product designers, right? They had a powwow together, and then they each of them made a basket for a bike, and then showcased that around Dublin Castle and cycled up to Phoenix Park and stuff. This year, so out of that has grown the first ever Irish Basket Makers Festival. And that's happening alongside Bloom Fringe in Dublin Castle. So we have these incredible basket makers who deal with land art and make sculptures. They're from Denmark. They're coming over. They're going to be on the Sod Show along with Tim Johnson, who's a master basket maker. And Roisin will be there as well. So that extravaganza will be recorded then on the Powers Court Townhouse Centre stage as well. On Saturday afternoon. So if you come along and have your cup of coffee and hear them talking, you'll be so inspired to take on to do a basket making course, which you can do if you go onto our Bloom Fringe website and you can book the tickets there.
Holy God, aisle 17, Mary, aisle 17. You should get one of those jobs as a tannoy announcer in one of those. We have pineapples on aisle 17. We have Ed Hick, is that correct? Have I got that right? Who's Ed?
Ed actually and I were in school together. He's a really old mate of mine. He is from Hicks Sausages in Dunleary. And Ed, when the rest of us went off to university, Ed headed off to Germany and learned properly how to make sausages. And his father was big and it was a butcher as well. So, but interesting, really, really interesting. I love when people just go completely off onto another level.
Me and half of the Sod Show population are now turning around saying, you've got a sausage maker on the Sod Show. Why is he going to be on stage? What's he talking about?
Okay, he's going to be talking about slow food, the slow food movement and foraging. So what he's right. going to be doing, okay. see, you have to bear with me. There's a big, yeah, these are geez. People's lives we're talking about here, right? There's a big, long, you know, journey involved. But and that's it's that end point that people get to that I really fascinate me, you know. Sausages, yeah, but now. So he's going to be doing a cycle tour down the canal. Again, tickets for that are going to be on Eventbrite. Go into Eventbrite and do a search for Bloom Fringe and you'll be able to see all of the tickets that are available. So you can book your tickets to go on this cycle tour to forage nettles and elderflowers and all that kind of stuff down along the Grand Canal in Dublin on a bike.
Okay, and just to put in context, we have, myself and Anthony McGuinness, have 8 nettles live on the Sod Show beforehand as well. And I should also note, a lot of the Bloom Fringe things on Eventbrite, a lot of the gigs are for free. You just need to book them. It's a numbers thing only. At bloomfringe.com, at Bloom Fringe. And it's all happening next weekend live in Dublin City Centre. This is a freaking game changer. Our final guest on the afternoon, morning, kicking off, I should note, at approximately 10 to 10.30 a.m. So Ron will be on first guest at either 10 or 10.30. Let's call it 10.15 just for the crack. He'll be either 15 minutes or 15 minutes late. Yeah, get there, send us a note on Twitter, let us know you're on. Our final guest, whoever, is
Tara Maloney. Now, Tara Maloney has a nursery in Limerick called White Dove Nurseries. And she produces her own seeds. She grows plants from seeds. She's a producer. She, you know, she has a nursery down there. And she's cool. She's an amazing woman. So we first actually, we came across her on Twitter. We came across her through another crowd in Limerick called Wild Roots. Oh, they do the most gorgeous things. So they're doing something for us as well. And Tara gives some plants over to Wild Roots. Wild Roots, then they set up this lovely thing in a kiosk, a kind of little coffee kiosk that was disused down in Limerick. And they invited people to come in and to make little bug hotels and stuff like that. And just to kind of talk to people about how to grow from seed and, you know, just really lovely gardening stuff like that.
Okay, Tara will be talking in particular about growing your own lunch, and the seedling nursery is also, she's doing that on Barnardo Square as well.
Yeah, Barnardo Square is going to be, we've got a green triangle, so which is Dublin Castle, Dame Lane, where we're going to be popping up a forest, and then Barnardo Square, which is going to be, I guess everybody's heard about Grey's Anatomy, not the TV programme, the medical journal. We're going to be doing a Green's Anatomy. So we're turning Barnardo Square into a plant hospital for the day on the Saturday, the 4th of June.
Okay, now we've gone off of what the Sod Show is doing, which is essentially 6 o'clock approximately kickoff, isn't it? Dublin Castle, that's for the Ron Finley film Friday. That's the 3rd of June. Friday, 3rd of June, 6 o'clock, Dublin Castle, be there. It's hip to be square, Huey Lewis on the news. Right, that's the first part. Second part is 10 o'clock in Paris Court Townhouse Centre, where we were last year. We'll be up on the wee little stage that juts out of the island. That's where we are. That'll run from about 10, half 10 until maybe about, let's say, 12, half 12, somewhere around about there. Come up, say hello, introduce yourself. Don't be shy. We'll do the selfie thing. We'll be great. Right, Grant. That's that part out of the way. Barnardo Square, I also know that there's a good friend of mine, Niamh, who is a dietitian. She's involved. And another maid of mine, Angie Mack from Temple Street Children's Hospital, is also involved on that square. Yeah? Have I got that? Yes.
Yeah,
they are. They're officially in now.
They're officially in. Yes, they are. Yeah. No, Angie, my God, she's amazing. Temple Street Hospital. She is rocking up with a caravan. So this is going to be the Temple Street trailer, and we're going to have, this is a lovely, lovely story. They have this old caravan that they repurposed and they sort of brought back to life through guys in a prison down Midland somewhere, and they planted plants and they were in tears letting this caravan go back to Temple Street. And they now, Temple Street Children's Hospital brings this caravan, well, we're calling it a trailer, down to Trailer Park and Electric Picnic and a few other different places like that. So they're going to rock this thing up in Barnardo Square for us for our plant hospital.
Okay. Now, if you're unsure of what else was on, don't pause this episode of the podcast, or if you're in radio, go download the Sod Show in iTunes or Stitcher or whatever you choose to do. Go and listen to last week's show. You do not want to miss Eilish Bullgodley talking about what is happening in Dublin Castle. You do not also want to miss my mate Dougie, Andrew Douglas, talking about what he will be doing about his whole urban farm thing and where he's heading as well. There is literally everything on the go, from bike rides with Ron Finley to, yeah, we mentioned his name again, but let's be quite honest about it. This is like having, you know...
Beyonce.
I didn't say it. I almost said it. This is almost like having the Led Zeppelin reunion with Dylan when he's, you know, singing. You don't want to miss this one. It's got to be done. You're running Friday the 3rd of June straight away through till Sunday the 5th of June. Outside of what was discussed in last week's show, to what is happening with the Sod Show's involvement, for everything else, head to bloomfringe.com, mm-hmm. Bloomfringe on Twitter, and essentially just get yourself, the kids and the family, get into Dublin City Centre, pick up a map online. You don't need to print it off. There'll be a printed one available if you don't have a smartphone or you want to bring the granny with you, but just rock into Dublin City Centre and watch it all happen. That's pretty much about the height of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. But just remember our green triangle, Dame Lane, we're going to have a forest on Dame Lane, okay? And then Bernardo Square, Plant Hospital. Even if you have a sick houseplant, we all do. Okay, let's just be really honest about it. Bring it in and we'll show you how to resuscitate it in our resuscitation unit. We'll show you how to plant some seeds in our prenatal ward, okay? And then come over into Dublin Castle and you'll just see some exceptional stuff going on there. You can, learn how to make baskets and there'll be lots and lots of stuff for kids to do. There's yoga on at 10 a.m. in Dublin Castle as well.
Marion Kyo of bloomfringe.com, thank you for asking the Sod Show to stand by your side. It is a wonderful pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you on stage next weekend. Thank you so much. And congratulations on year 3 as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, now we're looking forward to it.
Okay, that's it. We're all out of time. We'll see you next Friday. Welcome also, as a by the way, to our good friends from Chelsea who are on their way across to Dublin for the weekend. I look forward to talking to you as well. At Sod Show on Twitter. Just about said that. Catch us in iTunes, The Sod Show. Also on Facebook as The Sod Show and sodshow.com for the back catalogue. See you next Friday at Dublin Castle. Take care. So long. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marion. Thanks, Peter. Green's Anatomy. That sounds like I'm going to get naked on stage or something. It doesn't sound nice. Say hello to Angie McNulty from Temple Street. I know Angie, but not the way that Peter knows Angie. I know her through work. Okay, next Friday, 6 p.m., and that's in Dublin Castle, Sod Show, and Ron Finley and bloomfringe.com for tickets. 5,000 poppies next week. We are going to Chelsea Flower Show, and the most emotional and amazing interview we have ever recorded will be on the show next week. Paris Court Townhouse Centre next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We are doing the Sod Show live for the second year running, and that's Saturday the 4th of June. Have a great week, everybody. Take care and bye-bye.